Welcome to the Moving Places Traveling Podcast. Hello and welcome back to Moving Places. Thank you for joining me for day 29 of my podcast as part of the 30 days challenge by the University of Dundee to raise money for really important research into Parkinson's. And for those of you who have already donated to the challenge, thank you so much. Those of you who are thinking about it, please do. You'll find the Just Giving link on the podcast. So thank you very much for doing that during this June of 2021. Now today, what I thought I'd do is take a wee wander along the Dundee waterfront. And the other day when we came out the train station, we took a left. Today when we come out the train station as you arrive into Dundee, we're going to take a right. And if you cross the road carefully at the pedestrian crossing, straight in front of you, what you'll see is of course the really iconic V&A Dundee Museum of Design, which is a wonderful addition to the waterfront and it really stands out as a feature. Now of course to the left of the V&A actually is an urban beach that's being developed right now, soon to be open, I think later this summer. So that's going to be another exciting addition. If we look right, just next to the V&A, you'll see, of course, the Discovery and the Discovery ship, which was one of the first scientific vessel, which actually did was involved in lots of research and really part of lots of sea-based explorations to learn more about more sort of polar environments in particular. And of course, as we keep walking, going right, so we're travelling away from the coast, but along the River Tay, travelling west. You will also pass over the Discovery Centre, where you can go in and have a look around the exhibitions, which is really nice. You can learn loads about the area and you can get onto the RSS Discovery as well, the ship. So that's really a nice opportunity to do that too. And of course, if you then go towards the water and you just keep walking away from the station, you'll pass sort of the hotel just on your right, you'll see the Premier Inn, and on your left is the River Tay, of course. And this is a really lovely walkway. Actually, this is part of Riverside Walk. So there's a pedestrian path that goes all the way along the River Tay up to the Tay Rail Bridge. And past that, actually, you can go for about 5 kilometres. It's a walkway and cycleway, actually, that runs parallel to Riverside Drive. And it connects up to Riverside Nature Park. And it also passes by the University of Dundee Botanic Gardens. And actually, interestingly, in terms of sort of being environmentally friendly as well, this route is actually part of the National Cycle Network. And for those of you who are looking to find out what network that is, that's Route 77. And it's also part of a recreational route as well, which goes around the city of Dundee. And if you go on to the dundeewaterfront.com website, you can access the trail leaflet and get more information about that too. And of course, this waterfront walkway is part of the ongoing redevelopment of the waterfront in the city. And of course, recently there was an expansion of the pedestrian path and also some flood mitigation gates put in to try and help stop if the river, you know, reaches up the embankment, so it doesn't go onto the road, of course, as well, and also a widening of the access for the people who are walking along, which is, you know, it just shows kind of an attention to the local environment as well. And it's interesting that along this way, it's not only about water transport and walking and cycling. Of course, the airfield just along this way to Dundee Airport has been a really important place for taking the first seaplane flight, for instance, and also as a flying school as well. And there's also flights that connect directly between Dundee and London too. And so you'll see a lot of planes going around, people learning to fly, sometimes private jets coming in as well to this area. So it's all modes of transportation in this area too. As you walk along, as we keep walking along the riverside walkway, you'll see that there's a lovely view out. If you look, you can hear the seagulls right now, right? But you can look across the river to the south of the river, and that looks over to Newport and then Wormit. And you can also look and see the Tay Road Bridge, which you're walking away from towards the rail bridge. And of course, the first rail bridge was lost in a storm in 1879, a very sort of tragic event that took place. And then a number of years later, it was then rebuilt with an far improved design. And interestingly, as we walk towards further down, as we walk along and get closer to the rail bridge, you'll see inscribed in the ground, if you have a wee look at the walk path, William McGonagall's famous poem, The Silvery Tay, which is a phrase you'll hear around different places around Dundee. And McGonagall actually became really infamous, actually. He was great at sort of self-promotion and things like this, and actually became known as almost sort of Britain's worst poet. But I think he was like too bad to be really bad. He was actually became famous, in a really interesting and good way because of these really kind of interesting rhymes that he put together and sort of language that he used in descriptions, including various different spelling mistakes and things like that in the original poems. And The Silvery Tay is actually one of those poems that you see as you walk along the river path, which gives a nice kind of addition to the walkway. And actually, it's interesting because it just kind of shows you to kind of pay attention to your surroundings, because quite often as we walk along this bit of the river, we're more inclined to kind of look out to the water and the lovely surroundings and all the various birds that you see in the area as well. But here's a wee bit of the poem, actually, that you can see a part of on the ground as we go, and it's called A Descriptive Poem on the Silvery Tay. Beautiful silvery tay, with your landscapes so lovely and gay, along each side of your waters to Perth all the way. No other river in the world has got scenery more fine, only, I am told, the beautiful Rhine. Near to Wormit Bay, it seems very fine, where the railway bridge is towering above its waters sublime, and the beautiful ship Mars, with her juvenile towers both lively and gay, does carelessly lie by night and by day in the beautiful bay. So there you go, you can get an idea of, just how high the Tay was kind of held in the eyes of McGonagall, but also many people, and still to this day. And interestingly, one of the projects I've worked on previously was to work with writers, the Nethergate Writers Group, who have been involved in writing about the Tay through poetry in particular, and their book Watermarks, which includes creative writing of different forms around the Tay, is a really interesting one. And we worked together in a project where we made some of the poems into short films, and you can learn a bit more about that on my WordPress website. It's ties to the day.wordpress.com, and I'll put a wee link to that in the description for this particular episode of the podcast, if you're interested to learn a wee bit more. Or you can always send me a wee email, and I'm happy to chat with people about that project. But it shows that there's a lot of creative ideas come out I've been near the river. It's inspired a lot of people to write about the character of the city, what the landscape is like, ties to the sea as well. So I hope that gives you a wee idea of the landscape that we have here, and hopefully you'll get a wee chance to also come and walk by the Silvery Tay, and hopefully I'll join you for one more day. Thank you. Bye for now. Thanks for joining us on Moving Places.